This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Welcome back into the whole show. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios and excited about this next guest. We've talked to him before, and you've heard me discuss, you know, chatting about the Fort Collins Foxes. Joining me now, the owner of the Fort Collins Foxes, Preston Munch. Preston, my friend, glad we could get together on this, man. Excited to be working with you, but always fun to catch up with you here on the show.
Yeah, likewise, Brady. Excited as well.
How you doing, my friend? Summer is upon us, and the Foxes, you guys are well underway trying to follow up an amazing season a year ago.
You're right. Last year, 32-7, and this year we're seven games into the season, and we've actually been on the road for most of the season. But good news, we start a six-game homestand tonight in City Park. So we're excited. We have three different teams, including Casper Spuds, coming down from Wyoming for a three-game series.
Oh, this is going to be awesome, too. Going up against the Grays tonight, is that right, Preston?
Yep, tonight's Greeley Grays. And, you know, Brady, a question for you. I'll throw you on the spot a little
bit
here. All right, so tonight is Sugar Beet Night. So do you happen to know what that means as it relates to baseball, especially here in Northern Colorado?
Oh, gosh. I should know that. I know there was like my producer might actually know something, Preston. Hang on.
Are you referring to the brush beet diggers?
Oh.
What? We're close.
So okay, we're getting
baseball. There. Yeah, so baseball actually started in Northern Colorado back in 1925 with the sugar beet workers. And the first team that was created was actually Greeley. They changed their name to the Greeley Grays. And so Greeley was the first team. We're playing the Grays tonight. Grays are celebrating their 101st year of organized baseball. So tonight we're going to talk about the history. Fort Collins had a couple teams, including Legionnaires. So we're going to talk about that, the facts, the history. We'll share a book that was written called From Diamonds to Sugar that was written about this baseball league. And so, that's what we're going to talk about. I'm a big history guy, big baseball guy, so we're going to combine the two. We're going to talk about that tonight during the game.
Look at this. Preston Munch, owner of the Fort Collins Foxes, not only just comes on here, you know, to promote the team and the league and everything, but he's just making the show better, just absolutely dropping facts. Dude, that was well done by you. We just learned something today, and I definitely want to check that book out.
Yeah, it's a great book. And so that's what we do. Every night we have themes, right? And so tonight's Sugar Beet, and sometimes it's interactive because we got a great mascot. Like we got Beach Party. We got Napoleon Dynamite this week. But also it's about just, you know, sharing the stories, the history, and that's what we'll do tonight. So, yeah, it'll be some fun facts.
Cool.
I'm going to drop, because I'm the PA announcer too, Brady. Not only do I own the team, but I'm behind the mic, so I'm going to drop some knowledge on the fans tonight. So
I think that's awesome. and you know, I know you're busting your tail working so hard for this organization, and it's showing. I mean, like you said, last year was a great season for you guys. You went 32-7, winning the league championship. And, you know, just looking at your roster, too, obviously you mentioned a few of those guys, some great players. And for a lot of people here, because we do preps baseball around here, there's a lot of names that we're used to hearing on the radio here throughout the years, too. A lot of local dudes on this roster as well.
Yeah, so what we did, you know, we've ran the team on the team for 3 years. And so it's really important to combine local talent along with international talent. So we've done that. So this year the roster is around 15 kids or so that are Colorado-based, a number of them from Eaton and Berthoud and Frederick and, of course, Fort Collins. But then we combine it with guys like Gio Nunez, who's from Queens, New York. This is a guy that was ready to do a pro tryout, but instead he's playing with us this summer, and he'll do his pro tryout at the end of the season. You got Nick Bertucci, who hit his fifth homer of the season already, 33 homers now as a Fox from Australia is with us. So we bring the talent, because our goal is to bring great baseball, but also we want to support local baseball as well, and that's kind of how we blend the two.
And I think that's the perfect combination. Honestly, it's all the stuff we talk about here when we're discussing like college teams too. We're saying, hey, you want to be able to get the best players, you want to mix that in and try to get local players. If you can get local players that are the best players, I mean, that's obvious, but it is important to find that mix, and you guys really seem to balance that well.
Yeah, and so that's what you'll see when you come out there. I mean, it's really fun. You know, tonight's starting lineup, just got it from the head coach, and I think we got 5 Colorado kids in the starting lineup tonight, right? And so, but then combined with kids like Keenan Harvey. Here's a kid that's a D1 transfer, played at Coppin State. He's in the portal. He's out here. He's looking to be seen. And so, and that's what we do. We have a scouting director on our staff as well. So the players get an opportunity to showcase their talent. So, you know, it's a blast. I mean, the last 2 years, Brady, we've helped 21 kids find new homes that were in portals or had graduated from JUCO. And I love that part, giving these kids a new opportunity.
There's so many great reasons to get behind this organization. One of them you just mentioned, hey, we're giving, you know, outstanding, talented young men, good young men, opportunities, you know, after their time with the Foxes is done, but also for the fans. You and I were talking about it earlier off the air, just about the fan experience and how awesome it is for the kids to get involved. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect if they go to a Fort Collins Fox game.
Yeah, so we have fun. We play music. Our mascot, she's phenomenal. She is great. She's, won't reveal it, but she's also a mascot for another team here in Northern Colorado. Mm. And she's fantastic. So she engages. We have, you know, Brady, it's not uncommon to have 125, 150 kids each night at games. And so after the games, these kids are getting autographs. We're running bases, right? We're having a really fun one later this week, Brady. It's Kids Take Overnight. And so that's on the 13th. And so starting tonight at the game, parents can sign up their kids. So there's going to be kids joining me at the PA. There's going to be kids joining the umpire, taking the card to the umpire. There's going to be kids helping Slider, our mascot. There's going to be kids helping do on-field entertainment with our sideline reporter, Selah. We're doing it all. So it's truly Kids Take Overnight, starting lineups. I mean, my two sons are already practicing some of the player names, so it's going to be fun.
That is so cool. And again, you balance all that because you guys were the best last year, but you still find time. You find ways to really engage the audience and especially the youngsters because this is, I mean, summer baseball, getting to check out the Fort Collins Foxes. What says summer more than that, especially to a kiddo?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And it is a bounce, right? Because it's family entertainment, number one. Because you think about it, when you get into Northern Colorado, you think about summer entertainment. You know, the universities obviously aren't happening. Eagles, their season just ended. So there's not a lot for, you know, sports entertainment. So we try to be the center of that. But also, Brady, I'm a sports guy. I'm a baseball guy, right? I want a good team. I want a good product. So when people come out and they're baseball fans, they're a coach, they're a player, former player, I want them to see good baseball as well. So, yeah, we're always balancing the two, is entertainment, engagement, but also I want a really good product on the field.
Joining us now, Preston Munch, the owner of the Fort Collins Foxes. You want to check out their schedule. As Preston mentioned, there's a lot of home games coming up starting tonight against the Greeley Grays. Check out information there, scheduling, roster, merch, too. Preston, you got to tell me about this because you and I talked about it, but I still got to get my hands on at least a hat because I absolutely love the logo and everything surrounding it. I'm on the site now, and I gotta grab one of those bad boys.
Yeah, well, hey, next time you're out there, hats on me. And yes, the merch is extremely popular. Tonight we're launching actually 5 new merch items. And so, yeah, when we went did a rebrand, when we took over the team 3 years ago, we said, hey, this is summer baseball. Let's have fun. We wanted to keep the name because it's so easy, Brady, when you take over a business or a team, you want to change the name, right? And it's like, wait a second. They've been around since 05. Let's keep the name, but let's refresh the look. So we give it new colors, new flash. We pop it. And our merch does really well because people just love that. And so, yeah, tonight we have a bunch of new items. And one of the new items tonight, which is going to be super fun, first time we've ever done it, is we have a Slider Lego brick build set we're selling tonight for the first time ever. My kids are big Lego kids, so they're like, Dad, can we do a Slider Lego? So tonight we're launching that. So again,
so cool.
About the kids, it's about having fun.
No, I love it. And Preston, hey, before I let you go, man, you have a Brady Hall on the roster. Mm-hmm. At some point, we need to get him on the show. Brady Hall, Brady Hall. I mean, come on. It's a difference of a letter there.
Yes, and so maybe he's one of our next guests because he's a great story. Here's a kid who went to Rocky Mountain High School in Fort Collins. He has now come back and played with us for 3 years, which is really unheard of because Brady could go anywhere. Because summer baseball, I mean, it's West Coast to East Coast. There's probably 20-some leagues. So Brady could have went anywhere, but he came back home. His parents, his grandparents, they go to every single game, and he's back representing. And guess what? On his last start, we were against the Casper Spuds. We had split the series, so we were in the rubber match. What does Brady do? He goes out there and throws a complete game, gives up only 3 runs, no walks, which you never see, 7 strikeouts, and he did it on 93 pitches.
Wow.
That's a dude, and he's a great guy. So, yeah, let's get him on there because he's a great kid and really represents what the Foxes, what we really stand for.
I just love that about you too, Preston, in my short time getting to know you. I just throw I throw any player at you, and you've got it. You've got stories about him. And that's when you care about these guys, you care about the community. We just got a text here from Tom, don't call me Tommy Shaw, says, Brady, thanks so much. I'm excited to hear about the Foxes and how they actually get community. And that's what I'm hearing from you, Preston. It's that perfect mix of good baseball, fun baseball, but also you show that support for your community.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. We actually changed our business from for-profit for non-profit this year. And that's a big driver for that is this is not about making money. It's about creating community. And so that's one of our big focuses as we go through this season. We're going to start building more board members and really make the Foxes a community team. Maybe I'm the face behind it, but I'm not everything behind it, right? There's a whole team, and we want to start bringing the community together. So, we love what we're doing. We're doing a strikeout cancer night for the first time this season where we're going to sell the jerseys and hats to raise funds for a cancer organization, and Gibbs Grooming has stepped in to be the sponsor for that. So, we're doing, we're not there. There's still things I want to do, right, and keep growing. But you know what, Brady, I feel really good where we're at in year 3.
Sounds like, you guys are you're doing something right, my friend. Preston, it's an honor to catch up with you and have you as a part of my show. And I know Coach Bruce Dick is excited because he's a basketball coach. He's a Hall of Fame basketball coach. But he'll tell you, right, baseball is his first love. He's obsessed with baseball, so he is absolutely thrilled to be working with you guys, too. So we're looking forward to hearing more stories from you and the rest of the team down the road, my friend.
Yeah, appreciate it. And, please, fans, come out starting tonight. You can walk up, buy tickets, or you can get them online at fortcollinsfoxes.com. So, hey, Brady, thanks for the time, and thanks for the love. We appreciate it.
All right, my friend. We'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, Preston Munch. There he is, man. Yeah, they got a guy named Brady Hall, Michael. Bruce probably knows this guy. He probably broadcasted one of his games, or at least, right?
Bruce knows everybody.
Well, Bruce knows everybody. But
he lost me at Rocky Mountain High School, though.
Do you really have to do this on everything?
It's not man.
As a Fort Collins grad, I always hated Rocky and Pooter, and now I hate the other school.
Yeah, part of me doesn't hate you for that, because you're keeping the sports hate alive, and that's... that's part of it, but you just... What about the Lego night? You going to go to the Lego night thing, Mike? Sure, talk about all the kids going. I figured you'd be, trying to get in first line, first of the line, front of the line.
Does that mean I have to go outside?
Yeah, but for Legos, you might do it. 11:51 the time. Let's take a short break. I'll wrap up hour number one. Coming up, we got top stories of the day. NBA drafts coming up. I think for the past few years, I've just been whatever for the Nuggets, but I think it's pretty damn important for the Nuggets to hit. They got number 26. They got to start hitting some of these first round picks at some point. So we'll get to that a little bit later on. Also, a Broncos defense. They were damn near perfect last year. What can they do? What can they actually improve upon? We'll talk about that. We'll be right back.
Greeley's Stampede is almost here.
Yeehaw!
And KFKA has you covered. Here's stories, rodeo coverage, and winsome tickets on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.